He leaned against the chipped counter and studied her. What if there is a third option? Another way to save your brother. Which would be what? It's 4 weeks until Christmas. I want to hire you for the holiday season. I'll pay you by forgiving half of Tim's debt, sending him to rehab, and setting up a payment plan for the remainder of the money, to be paid by him when he gets out. Which sounded too good to be true. What do I have that's worth over $100,000? For the first time since entering her house, Duncan Patrick smiled. The quick movement transformed his face, making him seem boyish and handsome. It also made her very, very nervous. She took a step back. We're not talking sex, are we? She asked desperately. No, Miss McCoy. I don't want to have sex with you. The blush came on hot and fast. I know that I'm not really the sex type. Duncan raised an eyebrow. I'm more the best friend, she continued, feeling the hole getting deeper and deeper. The girl you talk to, not the girl you sleep with. The one you take home to Mom when you want to convince her you're dating a nice girl. Exactly, he said. What? You want to introduce me to your mother? No, I want to introduce you to everyone else. I want you to be my date for all the social events I have going on this holiday season. You'll show the world I'm not a complete bastard. I don't understand. He was hiring her to be his date? You could go out with anyone you want. True. But the women I want to go out with don't solve my problem. You do. How? You teach small children, look after your family. You're a nice girl. I need nice. In return, your brother doesn't go to jail. He folded his arms across his chest. Annie, if you say yes, your brother gets the help he needs. If you say no, he goes to jail. As if she hadn't figured that out on her own. You don't play fair, do you? I play to win. So, which will it be?